based on the Source Emes, the Sefer Sipsei Das, who has a beautiful thought in this week's parsha, we see that Yaakovina was tested with some act of semi-lying, trickery, etc. And he wants to know why, and this is a thought which is not limited to the Source Emes. Each one of the Ovis, their Nisyonis, were specifically in the area of their godless. Avraham Avinu was Baal Chesed, so he's tested, can he do things which are not Chesed? Can he leave his land and leave his father behind, schlep his family around, send Yishmael away, shecht his son? Many of his discerners are in the area of the opposite of chesed. To see that, make sure that his chesed is not being done just because that's how he sees the world. But being a shout himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that even something which he sees is not a chesed, and that he is inclined toward the hug of chesed, he does the rotz of Kadosh Baruch Hu no matter what. Yaakov is makbed on emes, ish tam yoshev olim. It's not because he likes chesed, it's because that's what Rosh Hashanah wants him to do. If the right thing to do is to do otherwise, he'll do that too. He's Meshav and Sotokar as Baruch. The Temaisa with one of the Gdeli HaChasidus, he was very makbid to only see Emes his whole life, and he's given an opportunity to save a life by lying. If he would go to the court and test and say that this person hadn't done smuggling, and which truthfully he had done, the judge respected the fact that the Rav only said emes to such an extent. If he would testify in court that he hadn't done it, he would let him go. Otherwise, they'd kill the defendant. So he could save a life by lying. See, if you don't lie, because that's where you train yourself, and that's what it is. So it's very hard. But that's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So right now the Ratzon Kodesh Baruch Hu is to save the life and to lie. It's not more chomer than Shabbos and Yom Kippur and all those things. So the Nisroim for Yaakovina was a similar Nisroim. Then he says a fascinating thought. So where is the Nisroim for Yitzchak? Yitzchak was the Midah of Avoida, and so the Keda wasn't the Nisroim for Yitzchak, because that's what his life was about. His life was about just Yira and being Mavatl himself and committing to the Avodah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the apex of that, is giving one's whole being over to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Where was Yitzchak Nisoyan? So he suggests that Yitzchak Nisoyan is a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that in the future there's going to come a time when Christ is going to say to Yitzchak, you are our father, not like Abraham, not like Yaakov, just Yitzchak. Where it says, what's that pasuk referring to? It's referring to the following story. Lassa Lava, there's going to come a time when the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the person is going to go and want to redeem Klal Yisrael, but they're not deserving. So he goes to the Ovis, that the Ovis from Olam Tzchus. And Avraham Avinu, for whatever reason, is not going to be Olam Tzchus. The person says, okay, sometimes people which are getting old already, the Zetas, they're not really thinking through. The understanding the difficulty of the grandchildren. So go to Yaakov. Yaakov raised 12 sons, and he understands Sargit Obonim and the difficulties. He goes to Yaakov and he says, Yimachal Shkidu Shemecha, they should destroy them. He says, you know, the young ones don't have understanding either. Let's go to the middle one. He says, Rachel, like, how bad is it? Till a person is 20, he doesn't have any, he's not Chayef. Person lives to be 70, so he's 50 years, not 7 years, it's 50 years. During the 50 years, person sleeps, person eats, person does other things where he's not doing anything wrong. So maybe that's half of his time, so now it's 25 years. So he says, okay, so now we're talking about 25 years, not 70 anymore. He says, I'll take responsibility. Now let's split it, and if you don't want to split it, I'll take responsibility for that time. Moshe says, ah, that's what I wanted to hear. And he brings the gula to Klal Yisrael. So the Sosemis suggests that was Yitzchak Avinu's Nisoyan. Here is his moment of Nisoyan, where And his anhaga was always anhaga of bittul takash baruch hu, ratzam takash baruch hu, and shtark avoda. So we would expect a yitzchak to say, they're doing averas, put them into the fire and let them burn. Right? Instead, he says that they're your children. You know, you have to chamonis. It's not, they don't seem so bad. It's not so much time. He sounds like it's an Avraham Avinu. He sounds like his mita now is the halakha of chesed. So here was Yitzchak's opportunity to be knowing the mita of chesed, and he rose to the occasion. And when the final nisoyan of the Ovis has been completed, then the gula is going to come. Have a good Shabbos.